Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the benefits of buying now.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk to you buyers out there, or would-be buyers, or could-be buyers. It seems discouraging because the inventory is low, but there are some benefits to buying now that will still keep you ahead of those who buy 6 months from now.
Well, let's take a look at the appreciation factor. The fact that the housing market is proving itself to be a very interesting growth opportunity, in that if I acquire a property and becomes more valuable in the near future, that goes directly to my equity position. Equity is defined as the value or whatever you're able to sell a property for minus the debt that you have against it. That's equity. So if I bought with, 10% down and it goes up 5% in value, my equity has, well, a 50% increase. It's gone from a 10% to a 15% position, a 50% increase in position.
That's the return on your cash, and that's a great way to look at it. What we're looking at right now also is we're looking at 7% appreciation for the end of 2019, the direction we're headed. Could be more depending on what price point you're looking at and what opportunity you have for a sale. But really, you're looking at pretty good appreciation rates.
That is so important. Now, anticipate holding the property for 3 or 4 years before you do something. And by doing something, maybe refinancing it, pulling equity out to buy the next property. Now you own two, purchased off of the benefits of the first one, or that you sold and acquired the next one. If you were to own something for 3 or 4 years and it had gone up 7% in value, you're talking about a monster increase in your equity position. And the equity position is what counts.
In addition to that, you've got financing that's available with better terms than we've seen, and we probably will not see again for, not ever, I can't say forever, but for a long time. So what you've got is cost of money is lower. So that even increases the value of the money that you borrowed because you're getting a higher return than what you're spending in regards to interest.
Exactly. If I were to borrow at 3% and invest in something that's going up at 6%, I'm making a huge increase off of money that isn't even mine. Because I placed it in an asset that's going up in value, I get to have the benefit of that appreciation. The lender's only charging 3 and everything's going up at 6, I've got a whopper of a return right off the bat.
And that creates some urgency to take a look now if you're going to be a buyer in the next couple of years. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.